The irony is heartbreaking. One of the funniest fellow souls dies in one of the most tragic ways, by asphyxiation. I mean, my heart wants to hear the joke, you know? The one he would have said about his ultimate realization, some hysterical voice of death, whereby we would all break into laughter, completely missing his unspoken. Let's face it, it wouldn't have been the first time. Yet he didn't hide his battles with mental health. For me, it seemed more like a cartoon bubble over there, even though I deal in the mental health field every single day. As he would speak about it again, we'd fall into some uncontrollable laughter as if we were but fools, never stopping to see under his mask. I mean, such irony. One of the best comedians died in one of the most horrific, sad ways, by taking his own life, literally choking his ability to speak, literally stopping that natural high he was on. I don't know the why. Nobody will ever know the why. And I guess now one of his greatest legacies will be putting a face to depression. He took off all those masks. Severe depression, which affects millions and millions. You know, where the rest of the world sees and hears and surrounds sound and sees the HD. Severe depression is void. On its best day, maybe it's a old black and white with a wire coat hanger that's trying to get to an antenna. You don't even know you're there. It's like needing glasses. You simply think everyone feels that way. Perhaps why you go out of your way to make someone laugh. And his baseline, he said so himself, was sheer manic. Tripping across a mental skyline. I mean, that would put New York's to shame. More, more, more. Feed them more, more, more. He was always one step ahead. You stop laughing, you'd laugh again just to keep up with him. And yeah, secondary gain. Because if you make them laugh, then they never have to see me. Ambivalence. Because why the hell don't they see me? Why the hell do I always have to be the one? I'm so sad for him. So sad for his family, his children. And what a wake-up call, because depression is deadly all by itself. And to hell with shaming it. There is no shame in any mental health disorder. Do we shame someone if they need insulin? Do we shame someone if they need glasses? Should we shame someone because they don't have the serotonin flipping around in their head like other people do? No. But let's face it, we all have. We've all put ourselves down before. Let's pull ourselves up by the bootstraps, Abraham Lincoln said. We'll read the rest of the quote, people. Abraham Lincoln was one of the most severely depressed individuals. Everybody goes through depression. But severe depression, the more and more times you have it, the worse it gets. I'm not trying to lecture. I'm just saying this tonight because if anyone here is depressed or suffering with anything else, you don't have to be embarrassed. There is no stigma here. but I beg you to get help. The world is in such chaos right now. Just know, even if it's just a virtual hand being held out there for you, that please get help. Because you matter. I know you matter because you've personally kept me going since I joined Twitter in October. So please get help if you need it. And let's all look around and reach out. And let's all get in touch with ourselves. Because you matter. Because you are enough. And because, by God, maybe I'm selfish. Maybe I don't want anything to happen to any of you guys. Live. I love you all. Aspen. It's the 12th of August, 2014.